What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. I think we'd all feel a lot better about her if once a week she'd cook something American. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And we do HelloFresh. Not a sponsor, but that's a mix of all kinds of food.
Yeah, and I'd feel a lot more comfortable in my own house if you'd boil a hot dog once in a while.
Okay, I'm going to make a bold statement, right?
Oh, boy.
American food, if you think of it, burgers and French fries, apparently American food.
American cuisine.
It's not healthy.
Get in my belly. Yeah,
but,
sure.
But luckily, Americans love other cuisines. Greek is huge, healthy. Mexican's huge, can be healthier. Like, there are other cuisines that are almost, you don't even think about it, it's something else.
I don't know Clayton's mom's name, so for the sake of this argument, I'll just say, I don't think Karen is worried about health.
That's true. Clayton should be worried about health. He's young.
Yeah. Well, I'd be worried about, let's cook something that everyone wants to eat. Otherwise, I think our guinea pigs are going to be on the menu pretty soon.
And let me tell you this. Do I love burgers? 100%.
Guilty.
French fries. Love it. Do I eat them? I do. But I don't eat them all the time because it's not that healthy. It's really not.
No, I mean, you could
once in a while
eat the burger without the bun. You could do without the fries. That's for sure. But yeah, you're 100% right because we saw Sam and Citra enjoy some American cuisine.
Fried chicken.
Ugh. Bland fried chicken.
Man.
Yeah. So I think you're right. But, you know. Mix in a PB&J once in a while. I think we'd all be a lot more comfortable.
I don't like PB&J.
It's because you're not an American. Cut off the crust and serve it to me,
the
please.
First time I've ever had a peanut butter spoon, a spoon of peanut butter, I wanted to say, was in the U.S.
Yeah, I know.
It's not pop. You can buy it now in Czech, but it's not popular.
You did the... What did you do? You stood in line at school for
lunch.
No, I know.
For Nutella. Yeah, but it was only when Nutella did a pop-up.
Okay. But is that what your sandwiches would consist of? Instead of peanut butter and jelly, you would do like peanut butter and Nutella.
Well, yes, but that was the unhealthy thing. You know what we eat? We need rohliki with this cream cheese and a piece of turkey ham.
Yeah. Okay, I just pulled up. Because I think everyone's dying to know what are the most popular American dishes.
Okay.
Because I'm scratching my head over here going, steak? And then I'm like, well, when we were in Paris, steak was huge.
Yeah.
Pizza? Obviously not. As you said, Chinese, Mexican, those all top the list, but that's clearly not American. So, okay, you want me to go 10 to 1 or do you want me to go just 1 to 10?
I guess 10 to 1.
10 to 1, let's make it exciting. All right. Coming in at number 10, woo! Anyone else salivating? Corn on the cob.
What is that?
Corn.
Oh, I do like corn.
Okay, I guess that's pretty American. Number 9. Let me do number 9 and number 8 because they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Southern fried chicken, and number 8, fried chicken. So, shout out to Sam.
I don't like fried chicken.
Shout out to Brian. All right, number 7. Woo! Hope you have time to nap after this one. Steak and a baked potato.
Okay.
All right.
I do like steak.
Number 6, a cheeseburger.
Okay.
All right. I don't think anyone's mad about that. Number 5, hash browns.
Okay.
All right. Number 4, and here, this is an American staple, grilled cheese.
I've never had grilled cheese.
Oh, it'll change your life. You love cheese. Are you kidding me? You think about all the cheeses.
I do, but you know why? I like, and this is going to sound posh of me, I like fancy cheese. I love going to Costco and buying big fancy cheese.
Yeah, you can make a fancy grilled cheese.
Really?
Sure.
I always feel like it's kind of the cheddar, the yellow cheese.
It is American cheese.
Yeah.
But why not throw a slice of smoked Gouda in there?
Well, we have a Czech dish that's called the fried cheese. When we take a big piece of cheese and we fry it, also unhealthy but tasty.
I just skipped ahead to number 1, and this list is dumb, but okay. 3, mashed potatoes. Number 2, French fries. So basically, we're a lot of meat and potato over here. And number 1, Not to be confused with number six.
Just hamburger?
Yeah.
You see, like, American food needs some veggie.
Yeah. Well, corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is a strong contender.
Right, I thought one of them is going to be another thing I've never had, but I just had a conversation about it with a friend of mine. It's like a hot dog on a stick.
Oh,
a
corn dog?
Yeah, I've never had it.
Yeah, probably below the scroll, but I'm sure it's on the list.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say that, yes, I do like some stuff on the list for sure. I'm a sucker for a good cheeseburger with mushrooms.
About three of them were hamburgers and five of them were potatoes. Yes. So,
yeah. But luckily, as I said, American cuisine is not the only thing in America. We have all kinds of other things.
That's what makes America so special.
Exactly. And they're very easily accessible, right? You have Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, you name
Italian.
Italian. Thai. Yeah.
So, the list goes on.
You know what food I like? I don't know if it's American, but I do like chili.
Okay. I bet you that there's definitely American chili for sure, like Texas chili.
I do like chili.
But there's also chile in South America.
I like barbecue too. Not that it's healthy, but it's a lot of meat. I like barbecue.
There you go.
So there are things on the menu that are healthier, but I don't think what mom was asking. Mom was basically saying, can she just make some French fries and a burger every single day and beef for my boy?
What's a closet mom got to do for a bologna sandwich around here?
Also, okay, let's do that. Let's eat burgers, but mix it up. Mix in some chicken, because eating red meat all the time is also not the healthiest for your heart.
All right, Dad. Can we move on? I'm getting hungry over here. All right, we're here to talk about 90 Day. Season 10, episode 14. Before we do, real quick, a little business. If you want to hear us talk about the single life, this season is out of control. We're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Not to sway you one way or the other, but Patreon is extra fun because there's an extra feature, the chat room.
Yes.
And we get that popping. We have fun over there. We're helping each other out, answering questions. If you guys are calling in over there, we're having side conversations about other shows. It's a good time on Patreon, so check it out. Also, it's important to know it's ad-free.
Mm-hmm.
It is business-free, so all this is cut out on the Patreon. You don't have to deal with this. And it's just a good time overall. Straight content all the time.
All the time.
So Patreon, Supercast. Also, we're on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. We post memes over there once in a while. We do scheduling and news. And also, fun feature, you guys can message us over there. Call in.
Call in. We love it. I love it. I'm usually the one chatting.
Yes,
John is just speaking in the background.
Oh, stalking. Peeping John over there.
Peeping John.
So yes, that's Instagram. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. You look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful Moldavian horses.
So, exactly. Yeah, beautiful.
Very, very, very majestic.
A lot of swell sirs.
Swell sirs.
Over there. So smash it as hot as those horses. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, and I know some of you guys haven't, I think it'd be wonderful if you could. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Do you have a review to read?
Who do you think I am?
Let's hear it.
Who is that? Who's that? Muhammad?
Yeah.
Was it?
And Eve.
Yes. Do you have a review? I do. This comes to us from our friend Cool MJ.
Hello, Cool MJ.
EMJAY, not to be confused with Michael Jackson.
Okay,
Cool MJ, 5 stars, titled Yes. I feel like yes is all I need to say. You both speak so simply and directly and authentically about maths. I appreciate it so much. How refreshing to find a podcast that actually deep dives into reality shows like this. Keep up the great work.
I love it.
Thank you, Cool MJ. Well, I hope
Cool MJ.
Hope you don't just listen to maths. I hope you listen to 90, because then you'll hear your review.
Listen to it all. Spread the love.
Listen to it all. Yeah. But thank you. Beautiful review.
Yeah, beautiful review. Actually, I said spread the love. I meant enjoy more of the love.
So much love to
so
be enjoyed.
So much love.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful review.
Cool MJ. All right. Before we talk about the episode, what about a little 90 Day, by the way?
Let's hear it. I grabbed the computer after you were on it, so I kind of saw some stuff.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if that's what I was researching. I was researching something else. You tell me. Oh, no, you did see it. You did. You're right.
I didn't read it. I actually closed the tab.
Okay.
Well, but I saw the headline.
That's number two. This is number one. We talked a little bit about Clayton's mom. She does not have it going on. But let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about Clayton. Because apparently he was quite the celeb even before this season was filmed.
Okay.
So ever since he appeared on 90, the gamer boards, okay, the video gamer boards have been ablaze. Because he's apparently a legend in the online gamer community.
I mean, he better be if that's all he does.
He plays RuneScape, which is an online role-playing game set in medieval times.
Okay.
He's allegedly clocked at the time of this. I'm sure it's gone up exponentially.
What does it mean?
He's registered, put in. Oh. I'm going to tell you how many hours he's put into this game. 20,000 plus hours.
Lifetime?
Lifetime. So playing RuneScape, 20,000 plus hours. I did the math. I used a calculator. 833 days or more than 2 years straight playing this game.
Wow.
Okay. He's top ranked.
Is he making any money?
Oh, I think he's losing money. He's top ranked in the skill of magic and he's ninth ranked in farming. Okay. So now here's where it gets fun. There's an estimated 2.2 million daily players that play this game. 2.2 million. And I don't want to set you up for failure here. He's not number one. But out of 2.2 million players, what do you think his overall rank is?
10?
No, he's not that good.
55?
No. Now, this is unimpressive, but
29?
433. Oh. But out of 2 million.
True.
Out of 2 million, he's 433.
What an accomplishment.
That's one way to put it. So there you go, Clayton.
So he's not making any money playing this?
I don't know. I don't think you. Do you make money playing a medieval role-playing game?
I don't know. What a waste of time.
What a waste of time. Well put it.
I used to play Zoo Tycoon when I was sick.
Did you make any money?
No, I was sick for 2 weeks. I played it 2 weeks straight. I had nothing else to do. Uh-huh. And then I went back to school and I stopped playing, kind of.
That's usually how
I also
that
got
works.
Really mad when some of my animals escaped. And
wow, it happens in the digital world and in the real world for tourists.
Oh, I forgot. Oh.
Art imitates life.
Yeah, I didn't build some defense as well. And I had like animals like running around.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I got frustrated.
Oh boy.
But yeah, right. I think that's like the most I've ever spent gaming was my Zoo Tycoon time.
Nice. I played Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I tried. Yeah. I just didn't like it.
All right. Well, never give up. All right. By the way, number two. And this is a quick one, but worth mentioning. I think this is what you saw. Our girl, Stacey Silva, yes, she posted on Instagram yesterday. She posted an Instagram story. She was in the hospital, okay? And so the photo she posted was her in a hospital bed. She was hooked up to IVs, and she wrote on the photo, had emergency surgery yesterday. Thank you for all the prayers. I'm in recovery mode now. So she hasn't shared any updates since then, but a few weeks back, which is the article I had pulled up because I was trying to get some context.
I didn't read it.
A few weeks back, she posted herself. She was in Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. And she didn't post much information back then either, other than to say, here I am in the hospital. But clearly she's got some health issues. Yeah. And I don't know. I hope we get an update. No update so far, but we should send some positive vibes to Stacey.
Yeah, for sure.
Hope for a speedy recovery, whatever it is.
Hopefully you are all good, Stacey, and I'm sure Florian's there for her.
I'm sure. So let's hope for the best.
You know what I realized?
What?
Because we share the social media account, I usually focus on the messages and I focus on some of the, I scroll through. You watch the stories and often I miss all this because you watched it already.
That's right.
So I don't see that anymore.
Hmm. If you're that interested, just scroll all the way to the end of the stories and you'll see the ones.
True. I usually, that's not how I rock and roll.
Understood. You keep focusing on the messages. You are the social media president.
Yes.
All right. That is 90
and queen.
Day. And queen. And CEO and whatever else you have said.
All of it.
All of it. All right. That is 90 Day, by the way. Let's do it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 14. Let's start with Sophie and the Knob.
Rob the Knob.
So, Claire has rescued Sophie.
Yes, and she's wondering, how is Sophie so calm? And I almost feel like Sophie's so used to him losing his shit that there is no reason to freak out. Like, that's who he is.
That's the thing, and that's why I scratch my head. Sophie seems like a lovely lady. She's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
But time and time again, Rob has screwed her over, and she just goes back to him.
Well, this is what Mom is afraid of, and I agree with her. She's afraid that if Sophie stays with him, because he's almost overpowering her, right? Now she has an escape to go to the hotel with Mom, which is what she did. But when she has no place to escape, she's eventually going to give in. And she might lose herself because of who he is. He isn't allowing her to be herself.
Yeah, and I don't understand the power he has over her. He sends a video, right? She and Mom leave, and then they're going to lunch. And instead of calling her or texting her and being like, come back, let's talk, or I'm sorry, he sends a video of a nice car saying, this could be ours. does that work on her?
I don't know, but coming from an unemployed person, I'm not sure. Are you going to steal it?
Right. Was he intending to send that to a different woman who doesn't know the truth about him and is like, this could be ours? Like, apparently this is what he does, though. Apparently he just tries to change the subject when things get tough.
Yeah.
And instead of saying sorry, he just tries to distract.
And he just was crazy to me. And they're not the only couple feeling this way. Sophie feels like 50-50 on getting married, right? That's not ideal. When you're marrying someone, you need to feel 110.
Sure.
When the person proposes, that has to be your 110. If it's not, don't even agree to that.
Now, I don't think that's realistic. I think I've heard so many people say, like, well, you're never totally sure.
What? You weren't totally sure?
I was totally sure. Mm. I think our circumstance is different, although it's no different than these couples. Like,
what do you mean?
I knew that eventually, if we didn't get married, you would have to go back. And I was like, I know for sure I don't want you to leave. So I guess in a sense, that's what marriage is like, I don't want you to leave this relationship, so let's get married.
True.
But so many people say like, oh, you're never 100% sure.
I don't agree with that. I think you're not 100% sure if you don't fully love that person.
True.
Because I feel like and again, things can change in the future. People evolve. People can grow apart. I can understand that. However, at the moment, you need to be sure. And if you're not, why would you do that? Because let's be honest, weddings are so freaking expensive. They don't have to be. But then you tie your life with someone else. You start sharing finances. It's a big commitment. If you're not sure, just keep dating. And I understand that for them, it's not as easy. But he's an idiot. Like, she should go back to England and just try to date girls. See how you feel about that. Like, 50-50 is very low. If she said, I'm 95% sure, I could understand. I could be like, okay, it's a 5% of her questioning something. All right. 50% sure is really bad.
Yeah, what is playing into Rob's favor here is the timeline, is the deadline of the K-1, because there's not enough time for him to truly prove that he's changed to her.
True, but at the same time, and we said it before, I just said it, she says she's bisexual, yet she's never experienced that side of her life. So why would you marry someone without knowing how the other part of who you are feels?
Well, and I think that's what Mom said. We got
it in the previous, the preview. Yeah.
I think that's what mom will say, which I kind of agree with. But at the same time, if you're bisexual, it doesn't need you, doesn't mean you need both to satisfy you. And so if she's truly found a guy to satisfy her, then she doesn't need to.
But here's the thing. She didn't. He's an
exactly,
idiot.
Exactly.
If he was.
But that's regardless of her sexuality. She could be a heterosexual woman and Rob has not satisfied her. She needs to find another man. It doesn't mean she needs to find another
woman. It's not even about being satisfied sexually.
No, I was using that term just in general.
But I think she should try to go on a date with a woman. Because if that's who you are, you're going to marry someone. And usually this is how it goes. You're marrying for life, right? I know marriages fall apart, but no one says, oh, I'm going to marry you for like 10 years. Then we can divorce so I can try something else. No one does that.
Well, I think it goes back to saying you're never 100% sure when you get married. You definitely won't be 100% sure if you have questions in the back of your mind. Like, would I be happier with a woman?
Yeah, but this is not even about like, take it out of the occasion. She should take her time and try that. But she's saying she's 50-50 on the Rob.
Right.
Like on him, not even, oh, I'm 50-50 because maybe I would want to explore something else. No, it's just about him. That's why it's horrible.
I agree. Then we see Rob being, I think, the most responsible we've ever seen him in 14 episodes. He's doing his laundry.
Yeah.
This is the most responsible thing we've ever seen him do.
However, why do you invite your friends to hang out with you while you're doing laundry?
Well, I could think of multiple reasons. One would be because it makes it more enjoyable. Two, because his friends probably don't want to go hang out at his place. So they come and hang at the laundromat. Yeah, Ty and Torai come by. They want to know, how are you feeling, Rob? Right? We learned Sophie is 50-50. Rob, how are you feeling?
He's 40-60.
He's 40%.
Yeah. It's even less than freaking Sophie.
And yeah, I think we forget that Rob's not that happy. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sending knob photos to other women.
Yeah. And Rob says, well, Sophie's mom's here and Sophie only tells her the bad things about me. But like, what are the good things? We are on what? Episode 14. The only good thing we saw you do is when you took her on that date at that beach house, right?
Yeah, the Airbnb at the...
What else did you do? You argued while you were buying the rings. You argued before. You don't want to get her a duvet.
Argued at the sex shop.
Argued at the airport. Like, you just argue. Yeah. So what good things is she supposed to tell her mom if there are no good things?
Yeah, I do not support this relationship whatsoever. Sophie is way too young, first and foremost.
And that's my other point. Yes, she's young. If he was the love of her life, he was treating her like a queen. Sure, she's not that young. But she's young to waste her life with someone who she isn't sure about and who is not sure about her. And there is the other side of her life. And I'm going to keep bringing it up because I think it's important that she hasn't even explored.
I agree.
Run, Sophie, run.
Yeah, run. Don't get married. Let's move on. Let's head to Moldova.
There is another person who should run.
Who would have ever thought Justin had like a well thought out itinerary for this trip? He was like, yesterday was day to tell my dream of threesome. Today we ride horses. And every day we fight. I made sure to write down every day we fight.
Yeah. I don't understand why when you're in a car with someone and you're trying to talk, why the other one of the people have headphones in? Nikki has her earbuds in.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a mantra, like keep calm and carry on, keep calm. Or who knows? Maybe she was on a phone call a minute earlier. I don't know, but it seems disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't like that. And Justin is upset about last night.
Well, speaking of disrespectful, he's now taking his friend Yvonne's advice that he needs to be more of a man. Like, you need to be the man, Justin. You need to take control. And I think that's why he's taking her horseback riding, because if we learned anything from the Barbie movie, it's that the most masculine thing is to have a horse. And so we're going to go horseback. We're going to go horseback riding. But yeah, he just like starts yelling. He thinks that's well, showing his masculinity. It's just yelling at her.
He does this sad thing about this. He's trying to be with her without being on board with who she is. So he's like, okay, she used to be a man. I feel the masculine power. Let me overpower her.
That's right.
I don't see the masculine power from Nikki, but at the same time, we only see snippets of their life.
Well, it's the controlling nature. If she's, it's not even the way she says things. It's what she's saying. And it's, oh, she's trying to control me. That's a masculine tendency.
I think it's because he grew up in Moldova and his mind is not very open.
Yeah, the man wears the pants.
Yes. And Nikki literally acts like a lot of women in the U.S.
Oh, just, go on.
Huh?
How so?
Well, you have your own mind.
Of course.
You share. You yeah. should. You're equal to men.
Yes.
Justin doesn't understand that. So he's trying to overpower her. Yet, I'm not the biggest Nikki fan just because of many other things. But her being, saying what she wants, how she feels, that has nothing to do with her being masculine. That has everything to do with her being a confident woman.
I agree. So they get to the riding arena and they agree to put their issues behind them because they want to have a good day riding horses.
Did you hear Justin? He says, well, this place is special because we used to come here and he wants to recreate this photo they took. He's like, same woman, different horse.
Uh-huh. It's a life metaphor. Same woman, different horse. Yes. And I thought about it though, because you guys know Teresa and I had quite the moment with our horses, or if you're Teresa with your mule, and Tommy the horse, Vegas the mule. And we have a pretty epic photo.
Yeah.
From that ride. And I would like to recreate that.
But I would want the same animals. I would want to be same man, same horse.
That's
slash
right.
Mule.
Yeah, it was a nice photo and I would love to recreate
it. I hope Tommy is still kicking. And Vegas.
Vegas is snacking.
Yeah, Vegas. Vegas was a very powerful mule.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So they do. They recreate the photo that they took years ago. And Justin says it. The trainer says it. I agree. Horses are therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And I think it helped them calm down. Like it definitely centered them and got them to a place where they could apologize. Justin apologized, said he doesn't want to hurt Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki's like, yes, I will always love you. I want to be with you.
Yeah.
Well, for now.
Animals are relaxing. They're just beautiful. Most of them, not every.
Like, not every. Let's not
I don't like monkeys.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to say cats.
Well, I mean.
Teresa's really come around on cats.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever want to own a cat. However, if there's a fun, fluffy cat that could pick up, I would.
Yeah, I think we could arrange that. Not that we will, but I think we could.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we move on? Shall we move on to Ashley and Manuel?
Let's look at the Niagara Falls.
This is a bold move because I would probably push Manuel off. The falls. If I was anywhere near
so
falls.
I've never been to Niagara Falls. When I was an au pair, that was a big thing. All the New Jersey au pairs were taking these eight-hour-long bus rides mm-hmm. to go. I've never went. I don't know why. I think it's because I love nature. I don't think Niagara Falls are nature. I mean, there are, but there's a city built around it.
It is.
I think I would, if we were going to Canada, I would like to stop.
Okay.
I don't think I would just want to go to see the Niagara Falls.
I don't know
if it sounds bad.
I'll tell you what it's not. It's not one of the seven wonders of the world, which Manuel thinks it is.
Well, okay. I've never seen Manuel so excited and so happy as he is seeing the Niagara Falls. So for Ashley to bring him somewhere that he always wanted to see is sweet.
Yes. He was happy at the beach. I think he likes water. Seems like a guy who likes water.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
He was happy at the beach. And yeah, Ash was like, you love this? Okay, well, this is America. So start adapting to the culture that you love so much, a.k.a. accept that I'm going to waste my money.
I mean, you should do you with your own money. And if you have a partner, you should probably talk about some finances. But he cannot be mad at her for buying shoes and clothes if she can afford it. I think if that was an issue of her having a shopping problem, that she would spend money she doesn't have, then she would put herself in debt. That's an issue. However, he cannot be counting her money. And I'm really getting annoyed with that.
Oh, absolutely. I would absolutely push him off the waterfall. Especially after what he said when he said, why would I bring money to the States? The money is here.
Yeah, do you have the money, dude? You don't.
How do you spell Maran? M.
A. N.
Mm-hmm.
U.
Correct.
E. L.
Manuel. Correct. Yeah, this was so frustrating sitting there because you could have come up with a better excuse. Oh, I did save up some money and I brought a little, but I also gave some to my family. But he was just like, why would I bring money? It's here. It's such a lazy mindset and attitude.
It is. Or he could have said, hey, I didn't bring any money because I left all the money behind for my family. So I don't have to send them money for a while because I can't work here.
Exactly. You know what the thing Ashley wasted her money on the most?
What?
Manuel. It's not the clothes. It's not the coffees and food. It's Manuel is the biggest waste of money.
He is. And he might change his mind once he starts making his own money and he'll see, oh, I can buy things and enjoy life a little more. But right now, I think he's making a huge deal because he does not have any. He didn't bring any. And he's relying on Ashley to pay for everything, including his family. So in his mind, spending money on coffee could be spending money on his family, which is very selfish.
Totally. So they get into this huge argument. Then they end up talking it out, which is a first. A resolution without banging.
I was just thinking that.
This is an Ashley and Manuel first. They actually settle their disagreement using words.
And he says, you know, I want to go to the moon, but I want you to come with me.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I think he was probably saying, oh, I want to go to the moon and back. No,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I think he just says that he wants to
rise
to the star. Like, yeah, he wants to be successful and he wants her by his side.
Okay.
Which was the sweetest things he said to her so far.
Okay. Well, they don't go to the moon, but they do go on a boat on the Maid of the Mist.
Yes. And this is giving me the Office vibes.
Teresa, say no more. Because as I was watching this, I was about to lose my shit. I got so angry for a second thinking that they were going to try to recreate The Office. And in my mind, I was yelling, don't you dare think you're Jim and Pam. You are not Jim and Pam.
And then I reminded John that they would need a marriage license.
Yes.
Because I feel like if a captain marries you, then it's not official. You still need to make it official somewhere and you need a marriage license.
Unless it's in Indiana, because apparently anyone can marry anyone in Indiana.
What?
Clayton's like, anyone can marry.
Well, I think he means that you can get ordained on the internet, which a lot of people do. We did that without officiants. We had two officiants.
Yeah, but still, you need to. No, he was like, anyone at the wedding can marry us.
Yeah, no, you just still need to do the online thing. And then you still need to go to the court and you still need to sign all the paperwork. It's not that easy.
We'll get to that. But yes, when Ashley and Manuel were like, should we do it? Let's get married. I was like, don't you dare try to recreate one of the most emotional scenes in Office history.
More emotional than when Michael was proposing to Holly?
Yeah, because I honestly, and let's talk about The Office because it's been a while. I honestly didn't understand that proposal when it's beautiful. The candles are lit and she's walking through the break room and it's like, Holly, will you marry me?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Why?
Either. I don't know.
Just to set up the joke when Ryan said it and Michael's like, okay, well, he was the only one I was worried about. Like, I didn't understand why other people needed to propose to Holly.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
So, yes, more emotional because it was beautiful. There were some bumps in the road for Jim and Pam and Jim cut his tie and then they go on the boat.
I liked the second wedding better when they did the dance.
That was the wedding. They got back from the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The actual wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the Chris Brown song? And they're all dancing down the aisle.
Yeah, I know the song. I don't know if it's a Chris Brown song.
Give me that one night.
Yeah, that's not Chris Brown, is it?
I think so. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, they were like, yeah, as soon as we saw that video go viral, we bought the tickets for the boat. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
Aw.
Anyways, they're going to move forward with the wedding.
Yeah, because not only this is a nice moment, but Ashley says, this is it. This is the sign. This is exactly what we needed. The water, the rainbow, rainbows. The energy. Let's get married.
Let's see how long that
Double
lasts.
Rainbow.
Let's see how long that lasts. All right. I think before we go any further, this is a good place to take a break.
Let's do it.
You'll hear a word from our sponsors when we come back. One of our favorite couples, they're in trouble again. All right?
Classic.
We'll be back in a second.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello. Okay, someone needs to tell Jasmine how to pronounce Dane's name, unless you and I are pronouncing it incorrectly.
Well, I think it comes up on the screen as D-A-N-E.
Yeah, but she keeps saying Dan.
I know. Maybe we're pronouncing it. He's not American.
Isn't it? I thought he was.
Well, he was living in Panama.
Yeah, but I think he is, or British.
No, I think he's British.
Australian.
He definitely had an accent.
Yeah, but I think his first language is English.
Good Dane. Good Dane, mate.
It's like Great Dane. That's how he spelled a dog.
Oh, Gino doesn't think he's too great.
But Gino thinks he's a dog.
Bad dog. Yeah. Gino and Jasmine back in Michigan. Gino not over the fact that Gino did not appreciate Dane's wedding gift. I guess we can put it that way.
Yeah, because he thinks there is no way he just did it and doesn't want anything in return.
Yeah, I think Gino might re-gift this gift.
I guess if I found out that your ex paid for your penis extension, I don't think I would
don't
be thrilled.
Don't you dare tell people about my penis extension.
I don't think I would be thrilled.
No, I definitely would not be.
Does it even exist, a penis extension?
I think so.
Really?
How do
you extend a penis?
If you can make a penis.
That's true. You can probably extend it.
Can't you extend a penis?
No, it's a good question.
Yeah, we're not going to find out. Yeah, Gino's like, well, if Dane gave you $2,000 for your ass, he definitely is going to want something in return.
And I died laughing when Jasmine said, well, like, it's like a charity. He doesn't want anything. He's just nice. It's a charity.
He likes to give.
Oh, calling your butt a charity? I mean,
it's one way to look at it. Yeah. So then Gino's like, I don't think we should be talking to our exes.
And this is what I was about to say, or I felt like, okay, the crossover between 90 Day and Dateline is about to happen because they're arguing. She's yelling at him with his big ass knife in her hand and the camera kept going back to the knife. I'm like, she's going to try to swipe.
Oh yeah. She starts counting on her fingers using the knife as like a pointer, counting all the shitty things Gino has done when he's contacted his exes, like sending nude photos of her.
Well, Gino's not helping this situation because he's like, okay, well, did you provoke her?
Oh.
This was bad.
Jasmine choked up on the knife when he said that. I was getting nervous.
They fight, and I don't think dirty is the right word. They fight and they hurt each other with words so bad that
it's not.
How can someone come back from what they both are saying?
And I wish I had fucked Dane that last night. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, and Jasmine always starts and Gina wants to level up. And
his trying to one up her.
Like Jasmine's like, the biggest regret of my life is that I didn't fuck Dane. Whoa.
Well, I wish I could fuck my exes because they were great.
They're better than you.
Much better than you.
You're trash.
Yeah, it's not even like dirty fighting. It's just so disrespectful.
If you said anything like this to me, we would not be sitting here. I don't think I could come back from it.
I could never think about that because I don't think that's even something you just say to hurt someone. There is an ounce of truth to that.
True. Like, I don't think Gino thinks about it because I think...
Oh, he's just reacting.
Yeah.
He's reacting, but she's now said it multiple times.
Multiple times.
I don't think I could get over that.
She definitely banked Dane.
Yeah.
You don't just get a new butt.
You don't get it. Well, yeah. I don't...
Saw the butt. He definitely saw photos.
Yeah, but I could not get over that. I would always think about that insult or...
Oh my gosh. It's so bad. Like, there is fighting and there is Gino and Jasmine fighting. And it's so, so, so bad.
It's so toxic.
If any of our friends or family members said that this is how they fight, I would be like, please divorce.
It's so
please
toxic.
Divorce because this is awful.
Yeah. And then Jasmine had her own who's against the queen will die moment. When she was marching up those stairs and she's like, I will not get married to you, Gino.
Well, fight continues in the bathroom, but Jasmine starts crying.
Yeah, 30 minutes she locked herself in the bathroom. And Gino's just like, I know how to handle this. I let her cool down. Then I'll go and I'll talk to her.
And he does. They talk. And Jasmine said that she accepted the gift during a goodbye dinner.
Well, I don't know if, I guess, I think it was just, I'm apologizing for two things that I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have accepted the $2,000 from Dane and I shouldn't have gone on that goodbye dinner.
Yes. And Gino's hurt because she keeps talking about her ex, which means she keeps thinking about her ex. Like you don't, as you said, you don't just use her ex.
It's always at the tip of her tongue. That's always her insult.
And it's always Dane. And I'm sure she has more access, right? It's always Dane because I don't think she's gotten over him.
Well, here's my wishful thinking. And I know we always say these shows need to become more authentic. Married at First Sight is definitely authentic, but I think people sign up for it with the intention of just getting on TV and not marriage.
True. I think Married at First Sight is authentic because there are no spin-offs.
There's no
spin-off. So it's one and done.
It's one and done. But for 90, we always say there's a lot of people coming on here for clout to become influencers. I hope this is fake. I hope that this is producer driven because it's really sad and kind of disgusting the way they talk to each other.
I'm going to say that it's not because think of the relationship. The first season they were on, meaning they were nobodies. We just got to know them. She kept losing her shit on him.
You
saw a snippet. She has this crazy, jealous, reactive personality. And don't get me wrong, I like Jasmine. I love to watch her. She's wild. But that's who she is. And she often says, yeah, I'm a little crazy. She knows it, but that's her personality. And I believe that what she says, she means it. She sometimes, like now, recognizes that, oh shit, I went too far. Gino's hurting, right? Mm-hmm. But I think Gino started very soft. We never saw him yelling back at her or anything in the first season.
True.
But now, because it keeps happening so often, he started reacting to her.
Right.
So I buy that this is real.
I guess. Yeah. And it is just a complete reaction. He never has his own insults. He always just says what she says back to her. But he goes and he talks to her and she settles down and agrees, you know what, Gino, you're right. You should come before anyone else. You're going to be my husband.
Yeah, and he asks her to end the relationship with Dade. And I was expecting her to be like, absolutely fucking not. I still need a few things to be improved. But she agreed.
Yeah, and it actually, because she leaves a voice message for Dane. And I imagine that so we can hear as viewers. Like, if she just wrote something, we would not know what it was. So she leaves a voice message. And it to me, it was like a well-thought-out voice message. Because
it was a breakup.
It was a breakup, but it was also, hey, you wouldn't want your wife doing this. You wouldn't want your wife talking to another guy. So that's how Gino feels. And I love him. So we have to stop talking. Bye. Have a nice life.
Yeah. And that was an interesting ending, but.
Yeah. And they both agree. They're like, yeah, now our exes are dead to us.
Let's see how long that's going to last until the next fight when she's going to bring Dane back up.
But it is, it's good because that's one of the biggest issues they have. Sure, they have issues about Gino's family. They have had issues about Gino sending the photos. But like the biggest issue currently has been her and Dane.
Yeah.
And so if she can truly remove him from their life, they could potentially have a happy life.
True.
You got a good life.
You got a good life.
Got a good life.
What is it
Mike.
From?
Prison Mike.
Oh, Prison Mike, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's talk about someone who does not have a good life.
Oh. Or. Who? Oh. Who exactly?
I guess all of them.
They all
Clayton, kind of. Annalee. I think the guinea pigs are having a good life because from one of the wide shot of the messy, clustered living room, the guinea pigs have a decent setup.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because one of them got a brand new hat. A little retail therapy, hat shopping for the guinea pigs.
I actually love how passionate he is about the guinea pigs. He treats them like the queens or the kings.
Sure. I guess so. I find it a little concerning.
I had my guinea pig in a small cage. The setup he has for his guinea pigs is wild.
And how many costumes did you have for your guinea pigs?
Zero, and I'm regretting it. I had a leash.
Yeah. Remember when we were in that other city in Florida?
Okay.
And there was a guinea pig on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a hat. I think it had a beret. Yeah. That was adorable.
I like guinea pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so Clayton is stressing about the wedding. Brandy not doing as much as he had hoped she would do. And mom is also stressing and concerned about some things.
Well, she's concerned about the fact that living with Annalee is not as peaceful. She speaks Spanish all the time. She doesn't even cook American food. She doesn't clean dishes. She doesn't speak English.
I just feel better if once a week she'd cook something American, like a cheeseburger or something. I think we'd all feel a lot better around here.
Mom should, if she cooks, I don't know if she cooks, but if she does, mom should enjoy the little spicy South American cuisine. I would.
All she makes is that chicken and chicken and I like beef.
Well, Clayton likes beef.
I mean, he likes beef. Now you're being selfish, Mom. I think Clayton's fine. All like, I hear is Spanish.
I want to make sure my boy is taken care of, eating things like he likes. Like, he likes beef. She cooks no beef.
Ugh. All I hear is Mexican talk.
I know she's not Mexican, but I think Clayton's mom thinks she's Mexican.
Not that I'd join in, but it'd be nice to have a family conversation around here.
Oh, Mom. What's her name? Do we know?
No idea.
We know it, but yeah, it's Mom.
Joyce? I don't know. I forget. They put it up on the screen.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, it's 3 days to the wedding, which I'm like, how did we get there so fast?
Yeah, and they don't have an officiant.
They don't. And they're arguing again in Spanish. Mom is just like, ugh. Mom said, I wish we could have a family conversation in English.
She's just speaking too much Spanish.
That's her language, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow Clayton's like very, although I've said this before and then I've had our friends tell us like, no, actually they're not fluent. But to my ears, to my untrained ears, Clayton's pretty fluent in Spanish.
Yeah. If you can communicate, you are fluent. If you can talk about other things than if you know how to ask where the bathroom is, if you can get water.
No, that's not fluent. Then I'm fluent in Czech.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. That's not fluent. Oh. But if you can have conversations about literally anything.
Yes, in real time, like back and forth, not Yeah, then I think he's pretty fluent.
I think so too.
But who knows?
If it's a little broken, why not? My English is a little broken sometimes.
There you go. So I don't know Indiana laws, although I tried to do as much research as I could in this short amount of time. Pretty sure you have to be registered and authorized to perform a legal marriage.
Of course, otherwise the whole Indiana would be married. Like you get drunk, you marry someone for fun, you're married.
True.
You need some law. I'm sure they have the same laws as other states when it comes to you need a marriage license and someone to officiate.
Here's the only thing I came across is there could be a religious exception. If Clayton is a Quaker, if it's like the Friends of the Church, I think it was called.
Okay.
Then anyone within the church could marry you. But that still goes against what Clayton said, which was like, anyone at the wedding could marry us.
Yeah. I think in his head, he thinks you just get it on the internet and it's instant. And it might be. I honestly don't know how fast it works.
Sure. Maybe there's an app for that.
But you still need to be ordained.
Something.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you need something. So they pack up the guinea pigs. It's time to head to Indiana.
I feel like he cares for the guinea pigs way more than he cares for anyone else.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Annalie, check on the guinea pigs back there. No, like, hey, how are you doing?
She hates the guinea pigs.
Well, imagine just a cheeseburger riding in the back seat at all times. Imagine how hungry you would be. I'd be salivating. You put a little hat on a cheeseburger? Are you kidding me? Are you trying to make me eat the thing?
I would put a head on a cow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about Clayton and mom and the issues.
Annalise, when they were at home, Annalise said, I can hear them talking about me because I don't speak English fluently, but I can pick up on a few things. But then she goes and asks Clayton, what do you talk to your mom about? So I think here and there she hears a word. It's like you. You can sometimes figure out what we're talking about in Czech.
You hear your name. Like I can hear when you're saying John or Johnny. And
I don't call you Johnny.
Well, some of your family does.
Who calls you Johnny?
Yvonne.
Does he?
Yes.
Classic Yvonne.
What does your mom call me?
John?
No, there's some other name.
Well, no. They make your name Czech. So they use if they say, hey, John, come over. They say Johnny.
Okay. Okay. So who's crazy now?
No, but they don't call you Johnny. They call you Johnny. Like, Johnny, no, do you want something?
Of course. I know. Yeah. I know that.
I thought you said they're calling you Johnny.
Well, I don't know. In my American accent.
They call you when they're offering something to you, they say, Johnny, would you like to have a cup of tea?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
they use your name the Czech way.
Okay. And you think I'm crazy for thinking that sounds somewhat similar to Johnny? Johnny?
Similar, but it's not the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Clayton says, well, we've been stressed and talking about how it'd be cool if you spoke more English.
She needs to learn more English. And I thought they met on a language learning app.
Yeah, but clearly he was learning her
language.
She was
learning a lot. She was learning nothing.
Yeah. So they get to this rental house. Foosball, indoor pool. A closet or two for mom. You take
and
your
I
pick.
Loved it. I think he has a decent sense of humor for someone who just spends all his time at home because he looks at these closets. He's like, oh, look at this closet. Mom will like it.
to put a hat on a guinea pig.
Sure.
I find that comical.
It's very comical.
I don't know if that's the intent, but I hope so. So they're at the house. Then Brandy arrives and she snaps into business. She starts talking about the list of what needs to be done for the wedding.
And she's like, I did not find an alpaca or llama, but it's also because I think it's freaking ridiculous. Dude, they went to Indiana when they met her before. Mm-hmm. They went to a freaking alpaca farm. Just give them a call and say, I want to rent one of these animals for a wedding. The alpaca is going to be on TV. We're going to promote you. Please.
They already promoted her.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can rent an alpaca.
You can, if you pay for it.
True.
Who's paying for the alpaca?
Well,
although apparently someone's got money because all these Airbnbs are very nice.
He must have some money. Imagine all he does he's at home. He's not fashionable. I don't think he spends money on clothes.
Well,
all he does,
how much
is
do you think that guinea pig hat cost?
Okay, he spends money on his guinea pigs, but I think he must have some savings.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the more successful 90-dayers we've seen.
Well, I don't know how much he makes, but...
He's in cybersecurity or something?
Is he, or is he IT?
Something with a computer.
I don't think he's cybersecurity. I think he's IT. But yeah, like all he needs is a good internet connection and a computer, which is what he has. That's why I'm kind of trying to figure out, why don't you get a two-bedroom apartment so mom has a room, doesn't sleep in the closet?
Well, maybe he's being smart and saving money because Annalie is here knowing she can't work for a few months. But alpaca's out, decorations. Clayton got some plates and flowers. And then no officiant still.
They should have gotten married at the alpaca farm.
Ooh, maybe one of the alpacas could marry them. Apparently anyone can.
I'm very curious to see where is this wedding going to take place.
Yeah, and why in Indiana? I mean, I know it's close, but because Brandy's there?
I don't know.
I would get married at a distillery.
I was just going to say that.
Imagine getting married at Maker's Mark. Like, that's beautiful.
And they do weddings. I almost feel like I loved our wedding.
Even Jim Beam. That was beautiful.
Jim Beam.
That was beautiful. The new restaurant that they built and the new.
It was very nice, but Maker's Mark has a nicer property.
The property was nicer.
I feel like if we ever going to renew our vows, we're going to renew it at a distillery in Kentucky.
I think that'd be so great.
It would be so much fun.
So how about the bachelor party?
That's all Annalie cares about.
I know.
Well, Brandy says, well, like, yes, but you told me last minute we're just going to hang out by the fire, eat some snacks. But then she tells the cameras she's going to enjoy herself because that stripper strips all the way down to his socks.
And we saw the preview of that.
Yeah. I almost feel like she wants to make Annalie feel like, oh, this is going to suck. So she's more surprised because Annalie's like you can read her face. She's like, a fire and snacks.
Well, here's what I'm wondering about. Annalie doesn't speak much English, so it seems. Yeah. She's going to go on this bachelorette party.
With not knowing anyone. These are Brandy's friends.
Not knowing anyone. Does anyone speak Spanish? Is she just going to sit there and get gyrated?
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Sam and Citra.
Oh.
Time for Herman and Citra's sisters to meet Sam's family and eat some American food.
Good. Kudos to Brian for speaking some Indonesian. He was practicing.
He was trying.
Kudos to him for that.
Kudos to him. And then he prepared some classic American.
He didn't prepare. He bought it.
He bought some classic American grub.
Fried chicken and potatoes.
And that checks out. According to the list, yes, that is fried chicken and potatoes are 5 of the top 10 American foods.
Yeah, the Indonesians don't like it because it does not have any flavor.
Oh, I disagree there, but yeah, you can't just eat plain fried chicken. You got to put some hot sauce or have some sauce.
I don't like if I'm at the bar and I'm drinking and then I get a chicken tendies, I need to dip them in a honey mustard. Otherwise,
you can season a fried chicken.
Yeah, but I don't like the whole like fried chicken, the Kentucky fried chicken.
I don't
like it.
I don't like KFC. Popeyes is my all-time favorite fast food restaurant.
I don't like Popeyes either.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
I don't like it.
Yeah, a 3-piece spicy chicken tender with sweet heat, a biscuit, mm-mm, fries. Woo!
I can't eat Popeyes after I get a fish biscuit.
That's true. I don't know if they do fish all the time, but we definitely stopped at a Popeyes that was frying their fish in the same thing they cooked their biscuit. It's a little fishy.
I'm just done. I love chicken. I love rotisserie chicken if I'm going to get a full bird.
Yeah.
But fried chicken, I just not a big fan. I do like, you know what I like? Once in a while, because it's a little heavy, I like fish and chips when they like fry that fish.
All right. I can't speak poorly about it. I don't think I've ever had fish and chips.
What?
Well, I'll try. I don't love
fish. It's good, but it's heavy.
Okay. All right. It's a lot of fried food. So Herman and Brian, they're talking father to father, wondering how everyone feels about this marriage, this to-be marriage.
And Brian's happy because he feels like ever since Citra entered Sam's life, he's staying out of trouble or he's trying.
Yeah, but real talk. Is marijuana legal in Indonesia? It's like, holy smokes, do you
all
know?
All right, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. I mean, you planning on going there anytime soon?
No, but you can go to jail for up to 5 years if you have weed on you.
Just one marijuana cigarette can get you 5 years in prison.
Wowza.
And speaking of drugs in prison.
Well, okay. One of our friends sent us some, not spoilers, but interesting information that I didn't think of before, that people say that the fact that he didn't file the paperwork is because they would drug test him and he wasn't clean. This is the speculation on the internet, of course.
Interesting.
But it would make sense because in my head, I kept saying, why would you be so dumb or so careless?
Interesting.
That you would not... Like, you're literally like, you can file the paperwork or you can go to jail. Of course you would file the paperwork. Why would you forget?
No,
it's so big.
It makes a whole lot of sense. But also, if you're working two jobs and sleeping in your car, you could have a lapse of judgment and just let that slip.
I think if you can't avoid jail by filing some paperwork and, let's say, doing the test... You can, but I think maybe he wasn't clean and so he let it slide.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So they go outside. They're just sitting out there next to the bug tape, just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And it's time to explain to Herman the situation.
So he does. Citra translates. She actually translates well.
Pretty well.
Unlike other 90 Dayers who sometimes I'm like, you were literally saying almost the opposite thing than the foreigner is saying, but she's translating well. And then we learn that if he does go to jail for this, maybe 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, that's what I've been wondering for 13 episodes. And that's a serious amount of time.
Correct. And here's the thing. And I keep saying it. I'll say it again. The fact that they are on a K-1 visa doesn't mean she will get the green card.
No.
If he's in prison, I don't think they would approve it.
I don't know. I don't know. You ever hear of Prison Brides? You ever hear that show?
Yes, and I don't understand because you're basically what happens when you marry a foreigner and you know it yourself. It means that you are responsible for the foreigner for 10 years unless they get a citizenship during that time. You're financially responsible also because the foreigner cannot work until she or he get their work visa, which can take from 3 to 6 months. So who is going to pay for her if he is in jail?
Brian.
But I don't think that's how it works.
You could have a co-sponsor.
You can have a co-sponsor, but I don't know. I think they would have a hard time proving this case. I'm not saying it's impossible. Anything's possible. If Daniel married Mohammed and went through, anything's possible. But I don't think, I can't imagine how this would actually go.
Yeah, I'm very invested now in this story for multiple reasons.
And Dad is upset that...
Herman's upset.
Herman's upset. He's disappointed. And he says, if Sam loses in court, I'm bringing Citra back to Indonesia. And I think he should.
Oh, the only thing I'm addicted to is your daughter, Herman. That's the only thing I'm addicted to.
Do I think she's good for him? Yes.
Yeah.
But do I trust that he's going to stay clean? I don't.
I always give people I don't give them the benefit of the doubt, but I give people a second chance and I want them to be able to change.
And here's why I said it. I do give people a second chance. I root for people. Like, shit happens. I get it. Shit happens. But his second chance was, all right, I'm clean now. A girl I love is coming to you and she's going to marry me. This is my second chance. And you blew it?
Yeah.
You blew it on the diversion, whatever it was, whether he had the medication on him, which I don't understand his story. He says, I had a prescription medication on me without the label and I haven't seen my doctor in a while. What does it even mean? It means that he maybe had the pill somewhere else in like a different box.
And that's what I heard.
I thought he did. I also heard he had other drugs on him, which is a speculation again.
Well, that's
So
something's not checking out.
So that was his
here.
Second chance and he blew it. His second chance was I'm going to stay clean. I'm going to do all I can so Citra can come back and marry her. If that's a legal medication he needs, must make sure that I have what I need on me if anyone wants to investigate it. Or if this happens, like, let's make sure I file the correct paperwork to get this diversion. Mm-hmm. He didn't. And that was his second chance.
Yeah. Woo. Well, time will tell.
I'm very invested too, because I don't know what Citra sees in him because of all this. And I don't talk about his appearance. I don't talk about his whatever, his past. But the fact that someone did something like this is super responsible.
Well, I don't think she knew until she got here, right?
No, she didn't. But she knew about his past.
Sure. Again, people can change.
And I agree with that. But now she learned about the fact that he fucked up again, big time this time, including her, because now it's part of her life. It can affect her life. And she's still, yeah, I still want to do this.
I think she's fingers crossed that he doesn't go to jail. If he gets a year in jail, I don't think she's sticking around, even if she could. Herman's not going to allow it, and I don't think she would want to.
Good.
If she can just live with Brian and eat bland fried chicken for a year? No.
Yeah. No.
Ooh. Good episode, though.
Great episode.
Great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed watching and listening.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear us talk about the single life, you can do that by joining us on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality or Supercast, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. There's no ads over there. There's none of the housekeeping up top. Good time on Patreon. Good time. On the Patreon, there's a chat feature. There's a chat room, which is fun. Shout out to AOL. So coming over there, Patreon and Supercast, that bonus content starts at the Cousins Club level. Family Affair gets you a video and also a monthly bonus. But if you just want to support the pod and get ad-free and the bonuses once in a while, well, come on over to the Friends with Benefit level.
Come on over.
Also, come on over to the Instagram, at Married to Reality Pod. Follow along there. Memes, news. You can message us. Call in over there. It's all happening at Married to Reality Pod. Also, make sure you follow the podcast. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful review from our friend.
Oh, you mean the review we got from Cool MJ?
Cool MJ. Thank you, Cool MJ. What a beautiful, beautiful review.
Yes, thank you, Cool MJ. And if you want to be cool like MJ, well, then you can leave a review yourself. If it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
You sure have? It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.